Hi, I'm Emma, and this is the Creative Edition. Our mission is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. Today, we are going to be talking about three basic SEO tips for Instagram. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, and understanding the basics of SEO on Instagram can help you increase your reach and hopefully attract your target audience. But before we get started, let's do our question of the day. And the question of the day is, what's one thing you're excited about? All right, friends. So one thing I am very excited about are new podcast graphics. And so chances are you have seen the Creative Edition new podcast cover. And on top of that, we have also worked on creating new graphics for social media, as well as custom graphics that we'll be using on social media and also on the newsletter. And so I am very excited about new graphics. I originally meant to finish this rebranding at the end of 2022, but that didn't happen, you know, with pregnancy, struggling my first trimester. And so I am really excited that I was able to work with Emma from ESM Creative to design new podcast graphics. And I'm very excited to also share them soon. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump into today's quick episode about three basic SEO tips for Instagram. So before I dive into the tips, I first want to take a step back and let you guys know that when you post on Instagram, Instagram is trying to figure out, process, and organize what that content is you're sharing. So Instagram is looking to see, one, what the post is about, and two, who might find that post interesting. There are over a billion active users on the app. So from a business point of view, the app wants you to stay on the app. So screen time is a very important metric for Instagram. And so one way to improve screen time or to increase it and have people actually stay on the app, scroll longer, continue to share content, consume videos, is to serve you, the user, relevant content via the explore page and suggested post. So chances are you already have a feed that you see, but on top of the feed, there's other places to find content on Instagram. So I actually like to snooze my suggested posts just because I want to see who I want to see. But I know plenty of people who keep suggested posts on because it provides funny, entertaining videos and new accounts to follow. And then also, I still look at the explore page sometimes if I'm looking for specific inspiration, if I'm going to a new place. And so I know that's a real place that people go to look for content that they're looking for. So we are going to dive into basic SEO tips for Instagram. And so again, why this is important is because if you understand just literally these three little tips on how to optimize your profile and your content, it can help you, again, increase your reach and hopefully attract your target audience, because Instagram is hopefully categorizing and organizing your content to relevant content that people are looking for, like style or fashion or home cooking or plants. So tip one, friends, is to add keywords to your Instagram profile. So you can do this by adding your name in a dash or a line and then adding Seattle influencer or Seattle artist or Seattle author. And so I always recommend really taking advantage of the name field on Instagram, because you can put more than your name. So if you're a podcast host, you might put Emma, podcast host. Or if you are a Seattle creator like me, you might see Emma/Seattle content creator. That's an easy way to add a keyword to your profile. Secondly, you can continue to add keywords in your bio. So you usually hear me talk about making sure that your purpose and content pillars are reflected in your bio. And usually that includes and that creates your designated keywords. So example of keywords in your bio might look like mom blogger, maternity style, plant lover, home chef, easy recipes. On top of this, another thing to add, which is also acts as a keyword, is to add your location. So you might update mom blogger to Seattle mom blogger, or, you know, Chicago chef, or New York style influencer. Again, adding keywords just to your Instagram profile helps tell Instagram what your profile is about, and then hopefully categorizes your profile and organizes your content so that people who are looking for easy recipes or home chef cooking can find your content easier. So highly recommend doing so. If you take a look at your profile and you don't have, you know, your content pillars and your niche reflected in that yet, I recommend literally hitting pause on what you're listening to, opening up your Instagram bio and your name and updating it right now. So tip two, friends, is to add a descriptive alt text to your Instagram posts and carousel posts. So if you've never heard of alt text before, alt text describes the image in the photo. It's usually the written copy that shows up if the image doesn't load on the page. And by taking the time to add alt text to your posts, your posts become more accessible and also improve the SEO. So before you post your image or carousel post, you want to click on advanced settings, write alt text, and then write out a description of the image that you are about to post. So for example, you might write out wearing black chunky loafers with straight jeans and a white shirt. So it doesn't have to be anything crazy, anything fancy. You literally just want to describe what the image you are sharing is. And if you're doing a carousel post, usually, since it's the same subject, but maybe a different pose or a different close-up or a different angle that I'm sharing, I sometimes just keep the alt text the same and I'll just hit copy and paste. I've been adding alt text to my Instagram posts for years, I think. I think once I learned the importance of alt text and how it creates more accessible content, I started doing so probably back in grad school. And it's great that Instagram allows you to do this, and you can do it, you know, in a custom way. So tip three, friends, another basic SEO tip for Instagram is to write descriptive captions with keywords. So if you aren't sure what keywords Instagram is looking for, you can hit the search button to bring you to the explore page, and you'll see keywords or topics that Instagram has categorized and sorted. So currently I see dance photography, bread baking, digital illustration, and streetwear fashion. So if you're a fashion influencer, for example, I would recommend you look at relevant keywords around fashion and style and include it in your captions and hashtags. So I decided to click on streetwear fashion, and then I clicked on one of the posts. And this post, just to describe it to you, this girl is in Soho in New York City, and her hashtags are hashtag classic streetwear, hashtag classic streetwear girls, and hashtag street style. So right now, New York Fashion Week is going on as I'm recording this. And if I were attending New York Fashion Week and I were writing an Instagram post during this week, I would write a caption like Seattle girl meets New York street style. And then I would make sure to include those keywords, hashtag classy street style, hashtag classy streetwear girls, hashtag street style, in my post. Additionally, you've probably seen this with some of your favorite influencers. You're finding that they're posting both hashtags and just the keywords with commas or spaces, you know, to break up that post. I also recommend testing that format. I've actually had plenty of people reach out to me and they said, hey, your hashtags aren't complete at the end of your posts. And I messaged them back and I'm like, hey, those are keywords. It's to like help with the SEO of the post to like make sure that, you know, the post is reflecting this in captions and also the keywords are actually in the caption itself. So I recommend really testing that and seeing if it works for you. If anything, again, this is more to like help categorize your content, and hopefully people who are looking for that type of content can better find you on Instagram. All right, friends. I hope that episode made sense. I know SEO is something that is very foreign and very overwhelming to a lot of people. And when I bring up SEO on Instagram, I think people sometimes look at me and they're like, what are you talking about? But the truth is, with a billion, literally friends, B as in billion, active users on the app, there's billions and pieces of content being shared on the app. So one thing, again, you can do is just to help tell Instagram what your profile and what your content is about and who it's for. And you literally can do that by just doing these tips, right? Updating your bio, making sure your content pillars, which essentially are your keywords, are reflected in that. Making sure that alt text is included in your Instagram posts, in your carousel posts, and then making sure those descriptive captions include your keywords as well as hashtags. All right, friends, so please let me know if you enjoyed this type of episode. If you want to learn more about SEO, please let me know. It's something that I'm actually interested in learning more about and would definitely be interested to bring this topic to the podcast. And if you know any more Instagram SEO tips, also please let me know on Instagram stories. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and recommend the podcast to a friend. If we haven't connected on Instagram yet, you can find us at Emma's Edition and at The Creative Edition. Sign up for our email newsletter and join our Facebook group, and we'll see you guys next time.